On Monday, former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, leader of the Pakistan Muslim League, N, withdrew his party from the ruling coalition because of disputes with the main faction. However, analysts say the departure of Mr. Sharif's party is not expected to bring down the government because the Pakistan People's Party, or PPP, has enough smaller allies in parliament to govern. Nawaz Sharif said he quit the coalition because the PPP broke a promise to restore all the judges fired by former President Musharraf. The PPP has nominated its leader, Asif Ali Zardari, widower of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, for the post of president. Meanwhile, Mr. Sharif is backing retired Supreme Court Judge Saeed Uzzaman Siddiqui, a long-term political ally. Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid in Lahore says the next Pakistani president will face two major challenges: an economy that has been in a state of meltdown for the past 6 months, and an increasingly emboldened and militant Taliban that operates in the border regions with Afghanistan.
Very fierce fighting that's going on with the arms. And the problem has been that basically the government has not taken these two issues seriously enough since it came to power in February.
Ahmed Rashid says that although the PPP's Asif Ali Zardari has enough votes to win the presidency, the September 6th vote and its aftermath will likely leave a lot of bitterness.
Essentially, I mean, all the political parties were committed to withdraw these constitutional powers that Musharraf had as president. But now that he's becoming president himself, he's showing no signs of being willing to give up these powers. He will have the right to dismiss the government, the prime minister. He will have the right to appoint the next army chief and the judges. And this will be, of course, a contradiction with parliament and with the other political parties, who will insist that this power that Musharraf had and that Zardari will now inherit should be given back to the prime minister and to parliament. All this portends more infighting when the politicians should be rallying around the government.
Indian journalist Jahangir Polcha says people in neighboring India are far from sanguine about the development of democratic governance in Pakistan. He says he thinks the next president of Pakistan will maintain a lot of power, largely because the country's parliamentary system is weak and immature, making it almost impossible to govern, in his words, for more than a year or two. Mr. Polcha suggests that, in fact, the prospects for the stability of Pakistan's ruling coalition were always slim.
It's a blow for those people who thought it would actually work, but I think the general consensus here was that it really wouldn't, so no one's really surprised. No one here expects the government to sort of serve out a full term. The big question is whether this will once again give the military a chance or an excuse to step in.
Jahangir Polcha observes that Pakistan has tended to alternate between civilian and military governments throughout its 60-year history. Furthermore, Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi stresses that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda pose a growing threat to Pakistan's security.
As we've seen since Musharraf resigned, and all this political squabbling has been happening between Zardari and Sharif, militants in Pakistan have taken advantage of that and have carried out several attacks against armored personnel carriers heading to U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Another challenge is going to be exactly how much power the next president will have, because one of the biggest differences between Zardari and Sharif was over whether the president will be a ceremonial post or whether he will continue to have the power to dismiss parliament.
Mona El-Tahawi says Egyptians can really relate to the political problems currently facing the electorate in Pakistan, and they were pleased when President Musharraf was forced to resign.
People in Egypt have been celebrating on behalf of the people of Pakistan. The editor-in-chief of an independent newspaper that's probably the most respected paper in Egypt today wrote an open letter to Musharraf, full of sarcasm and wit, saying, if you're wondering where to go into exile, come to Egypt, because here, the president, Hosni Mubarak, he'll show you how to deal with these judges who keep standing up to you.
In Egypt, Mona El-Tahawi says, the judges have had their backs broken, whereas in Pakistan, the judges are becoming increasingly confident and powerful.
And for me, as an Egyptian watching this, I hope that this gives a lesson to both Zardari and Sharif and whoever becomes president in Pakistan, that the lawyers and judges will keep an eye on you, as they did on Musharraf.
Meanwhile, Pakistani forces along the Afghan border continue to battle Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked militants, and there are signs the violence is spreading. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.